57.
I think the weather is broken. I mean, it's at least 4 or 5 degrees, and
chilly.
It really makes a difference.
It's chilly at night, and that's going to help set the balloons.
Of course,
it's September. That's exactly what we said.
That's what you said. You said it's been September.
I knew we kept this up the third year, and we'd finally get it right.
So when do how cool does it have to be before
in the 70s
tomatoes set fruit?
In 70? The 70s.
Okay, how hot is too hot in the day, or doesn't matter?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Seems like this is a nighttime temperature, and it's really been cool in the hill country. So that's why we say when you plant them, you can plant them at the same time. They say late July in San Antonio in the hill country, and they'll be picking fruit 30 days before we will in the San Antonio. But anyway, if you got them out there planted, you've been worried about them dropping blooms, they should start setting some fruit now that the nighttime temperatures are low. But I know everybody's worried about that. But.
Well, and a lot of our tomatoes, though, are not in great shape either. You know, with those...
What's thin, wrong with those stupid tomatoes?
Those thin little leaves, you know, just like it looked like the symptom from a herbicide.
Well, it looked like a cactus there or something.
And I checked mine the other day, and yes, there are blooms, but they're kind of hard to tell. The blooms look as bad as
Well, they were trying to expand the root system. Let's see. They were expanding the root
system. So would we expect, Jerry, that we'll have some...
In 60 days.
Improvements in that foliage.
We'll be picking the first ripe tomatoes in 60 days.
Wow. He's obviously taking his medication, man.
Let's see. When will that be? That'll be Thanksgiving.
All right.
We will have that tomatoes at
Thanksgiving.
Now, that is if you got the heat-setting varieties.
Okay.
See, because even they seem to bloom more, and they also will... keep from making a liar out of them. In other words, all they need is cooler nighttime temperatures, and I don't think some of the ones
when you have the highest average temperature month on record, you can really tell the difference if you've got. I've got some tomatoes that have a little bit of shade from a mesquite versus some in full sun. And wow, the foliage is just tremendously different in the shade, much better in the shade.
Well, we're not worried about the foliage, Kevin. As long as it's got green foliage.
See, look how pretty that one is that Charles has there.
I like those.
That was a survival mechanism. Dude.
Well, when I have to look real close to see that is foliage instead of stem, that makes me a little nervous about the capability of supporting any tomatoes.
Yeah.